The Department of Homeland Security is surging agency into the blue post-American territory of Minneapolis to attempt to subdue it.
Yeah.
That's how the news would read if it was covered from another planet.
Yeah.
Here's what they're up against, okay? And this is what often has gotten lost in these. It's exactly what happened in LA where this first started, okay? And they'll say, Trump's a Nazi, Nazi dictator, Nazi. But, okay, why would you surge federal troops? Because you're mean and you hate brown people. No. There's a specific reason you have to do this, and I have tweeted it so people can see it. It's a screenshot. Is there deputies in Hennepin County, which covers the area we're talking about, being given, once again, we've seen from the Democrats so many times, Lee, specific orders. Officer, be advised, crowd, that's the violent 1,000-strong crowd that was smashing windows, setting fires. This is over the weekend. They come out at night, setting fires, graffitiing buildings, trying to get another summer of love going, except I guess it'd be the winter of love. Listen to the instructions to the officers. They were very upset about this. Officer, be advised, crowd is at 708 South 3rd Street. All squads, stay out of area. The police are being called down again, Lee. This is a Democrat tactic. Crowd going westbound, crossing Portland Street, and it forbids all officers from going to the area or responding as they smash windows, set fires, terrorize the neighborhood. They're just angry liberals. This right here is what privilege looks like. They lecture us about privilege. That's privilege. You can vandalize, violate, arsonate, do whatever you want. And when you put this together with Nick Sorter, who's a reporter from X, he's on the street at the time, and I'm watching this over the weekend. They call down the cops. They call down the sheriff's deputies. They're not allowed to respond. Nick Sorter's driving around, not a cop in sight. They're taking over the streets. They're taking over the neighborhoods. They're destroying things as they go. And what are they doing? They've got even Antifa folks out there dressed in bright orange and bright yellow outfits directing traffic. Antifa becomes the law. And there is no other law.
Pretty much sounds like Afghanistan, doesn't it?
It does. I've been likening this to Fallujah. That's what he's... Okay, so this is why Trump's got to go down. It's why he's got to put this down. He has to protect federal property. And he's got to protect ICE. They can end up in the middle of a Democrat, Chinese Communist Party-sponsored lynch mob with the cops called off and people hanging from trees. I'm not kidding. And that's not me exaggerating. Where did I get that idea? From this, as we went into the weekend, a mob of thousands in New York screaming for the lynching, for the hanging of Kristi Noem and the murder of ICE agents. That's the left, Lee. Now, can you imagine that? Whipped out of control with the cops held back.
And if they're holding back cops, now what's next? You're going to start, stopping ambulances from making calls or fire department officials from being able to put out fires in an area that you don't happen to like?
Yes. No, we've seen Jacob Pryde do it before. Remember during the Summer of Love, he told the police to leave and surrender a police precinct, and they did. The protesters took it over and destroyed it. Now, where does it? This is the same reason Trump had to swamp L.A. with National Guard. Why? Same thing. Violent protesters surround the ICE building there. They surround the ICE building there. The mayor Bass, goes personally. We know this from UK Daily Mail. Got the story. Goes personally to the dispatch center to make sure no police officers are dispatched in response to ICE's calls because the violent protesters who are smashing windows, throwing rocks, doing stuff they do, they throw Molotov cocktails to try to set the building on fire while blocking you in. It's the stuff they do. they're out there, they're on the city sidewalks and the city streets. So that's the police have to respond, right? The ICE agents are terrified. They're calling to call off the liberal loons. And you've got Mayor Karen Bass standing personally at the dispatch center to make sure nobody is dispatched to help them. That is practically premeditated mass murder. They just haven't managed to push the crowd far enough yet that they get blood on their hands. But they're working on it. And that's why Trump has to send in reinforcements, because the police do not and will not respond. And that is, by the way, what we are now seeing over the weekend led to the situation with Rachel Good. Got her killed, which I think was the plan. Not her personally, but somebody. Because you see the video, she's in it, right? She is all morning long harassing ICE agents who, by the way, are peacefully ignoring her. She's in the street. She's blocking the street. She's blocking the street with her car again and again and again. She's crazed, looned out of her mind on liberal talking points. You can tell this is a person who is completely bought into the lies of CNN to the point where she cannot distinguish reality from what they tell her is going on. She's angry. She's honking on her horn again and again. That's a tactic they teach them so that it interrupts the ICE raid. It alerts the illegal so he can run. And she's blocking the road. She keeps moving a little bit up the road and blocking it, moving a little bit up the road and blocking it. She even thinks she's entitled to block regular motorists who can't get around her. There's so many violations of law there. But what doesn't happen? Two things. ICE doesn't respond. They ignore this lunatic, right? Obviously showing they're not the bloodthirsty savages that CNN and others tried to make them out to be. They're just ignoring this lunatic woman. But again, you've got other people. They can't get to work. What doesn't happen? The police don't come. She's on public Minneapolis streets. That is the jurisdiction of the police. When ICE call, they should come. No police response. And that, Lee, we're seeing the whole picture now. That is how these liberal lunatics who are funded by the Communist Party of China and Democrat voters, we'll get to that in a minute, begin to believe they are above the law, because they are in Minneapolis. That's why she would think, I can block an ICE agent. I can ignore his commands to get out of the car.
Out of the car. Get out of the car.
She ignored it. Why? Because what she's used to is police don't respond. I can do whatever the hell I want. And it escalated into her running the guy over. That's how we get here. That's their playbook. And they're doing it. And that's why Trump has to send these people in. Because if the police won't respond to protect ICE from being slaughtered by these liberal lunatics, Trump's got to back them up. I never thought we'd see a thing like this in America. This is crazy.
Yeah. And maybe a larger show of force will deter other folks from trying to make the same bad decision that this lady did.
Ultimately, Lee, I think him sending these people in, despite what the leaders of Minneapolis are saying, is going to save liberal lives.
Yeah. Because I don't want this to happen again. Obviously, none of us want this to happen again. I mean, this, you know, as I forgot who it was that said it, somebody with, it may have been J.D. Vance, you know, this woman was responsible for her own death.
I mean,
that's her actions led to this. And, you know, that's his view. And I share that view. And after watching the video, I still share that view. But obviously, you've got those on the left that are going to use this as a narrative and call the actions of that ICE officer murder, which it is not. That's what they're going to call it, but it's not.
Her actions did lead to her own death, but she had silent accomplices.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have these liberal leaders on the ground there in Minneapolis telling them that this is justified. It's actually the police breaking the law. You can do this. It's okay. You know, put your body on the line. Stuff like that. For instance, this didn't get a lot of attention nationally until after the Rachel Good shooting. But this is Minneapolis Lieutenant Governor, second in charge, Peggy Flanagan. Listen to what she's telling people just weeks ago to do.
Our neighbors are being disappeared. P.S. without due process, it is just called kidnapping. Then show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
So when your leaders, Lieutenant Governor, is saying things like that, Lee, when Jacob Fry is saying, listen, an ICE agent could get killed because we have to defend our neighbors, what he means is go out and defend your neighbors by attacking an ICE agent. And then guess what?
Out, it's not going to end well.
No, it's not. And the way the Democrats push this is they hold the police back. And the liberal activists who are part of all of this get the idea of there's never going to be any, there's never going to be any, what am I looking for? What's the word I'm looking for? Never going to be any.
Retribution?
Yeah, retribution. No, gosh, you know when kids get in trouble?
Oh, yeah.
consequences. There's never going to be any consequences for this. I can hit the cop. I can run him over. Right. He tells me I got to get out, but I don't have to. This is a woman who's been breaking the law all morning. She's been blocking her neighbors. She's been blocking the street. She's been blocking ICE. She's been violating traffic law. Cops don't come because she has ultimate privilege in Minneapolis. And they wound her up and sent her to her death. They really did. And you could tell by her just dancing maniacally as she's honking the horn. She's bought into this worldview that she's been fed by the left. She thinks it's real. And she feels entitled to do this because she is. When the police do not respond in Minneapolis and Antifa directs the traffic and there's not a cop to be seen for miles as they're setting fires, smashing things and vandalizing homes and businesses, they are the law on the street. The left is. They get that impression. And then when an ICE agent has to respond back to defend his life, shock ensues.
And they think they've got a new martyr.
Yes. But that's the backstory. She's not a martyr at all. They used her like they use everyone else. Right. Transgender people, right. Like everybody else, they use them too to get what they want, which is total power. But look, here's the good news, and this is the best news of the weekend, and I'm kind of in awe of this after watching The Summer of Love. If you look at that Signal poll, Lee, 80% of Americans disagree with the idea that you could break laws. I mean, sorry, 80% of Republicans disagree with the idea that you can break laws or be violent to stop ICE. Mm-hmm. 72% of moderates agree. And get this, 57% of Democrats agree.
Okay.
They can't get these people in the streets. The only demographic that does not agree, 18 to 44-year-old self-described liberal women. 61% of them say, yes, I can use violence. Yes, and that's who is in the streets. But they can't seem to get anyone to join them. I'll explain coming up.